Tonight we are presenting a sampler of Caesar the Musical, a new retelling of the life of Julius Caesar, created for the stage by composer and author Mike Patrone. In its full stage version, the show is performed by a cast of 25, has two acts, and runs just under 2 hours, which includes several sword fights and battle scenes. Our version today has been condensed to fit our format, so please sit back, relax, and enjoy our exclusive world radio premiere of Caesar the Musical. As the curtain rises, our cast is frozen in a pose reminiscent of the paintings we've all seen portraying the death of Caesar. Caesar lying on the Senate floor, surrounded by his enemies. Our narrator, Spurinna, enters from the back of the audience, revealing to us the characters in our play.
See the sight, see the fright, see the figure on the right, lying cold on the floor, never breathing anymore.
Caesar.
More than man, more than king, more than mortal anything. A legend for the ages, filling all of history's pages.
Caesar.
There are books, there are scrolls, there are things that we are told. But the question is, the question was just how did this unfold?
Caesar.
See the end, but do you know how the story all began? The twists and all the turns that made a man who changed the world.
Caesar.
Now we'll show and we'll tell how this giant finally fell. This is the tale about who he is, set with all the puzzle pieces.
Caesar,
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 Caesar.
Witness Brutus and Cassius and Decimus before us, the senators and rivals who have murdered him in chorus. Politics or jealousy, what was the motivation for such treachery and treason that divided up a nation? She is fair, such a sight, Calpurnia the wife, to her husband true devoted through the turnings of his life. In the shadows, who is he? That's the famed Mark Antony. No one braver, no one bolder, Caesar's general and soldier. And over here is Pompey, the one who stood in Caesar's way. His strategies and battle plans are with us to this day. And then Servilia, his lover, and to Brutus she was mother. How did she balance what she felt for two who came to hate each other? Now you know all the faces, the participants and players. We will take you to the places of the infamous and famous. Let us go back to Rome, to the streets that are the home, to the greatest of the greatest that the world has ever known.
Caesar!
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 At the conclusion of the opening number, the stage becomes the deck of a sailing ship, and the narrator Spurinna the captain. Caesar is presented now as a much younger man, and as a captive on a pirate ship.
Roman nobleman far from his home and sailing alone on my seas. Not a good idea, boy, not so very smart. Didn't anybody warn you of pirates and cutthroats, the likes of which I just might happen to be? Take a look at him, lads, polished and trim, with his manicured tunic and eyes of contempt fixed on me. Not a good idea, boy, not so very smart. Perhaps you didn't realize the scoundrel could slice up your gizzards and feed to the crows. Such an honor,
such an honor,
to be witness,
to be witness.
Hoist up the banners and sound all the horns. Same old ending, same old story. See the folly, watch the downfall of stupid and arrogant men. See the folly, watch the downfall of stupid and arrogant men. Think of all the fun in store. Prefer you the sword or the knife? Cross the neck or in the eye? Have you a preference on how you might now like to die? But where are my manners? Have you a name, Roman?
I am Julius Caesar.
Julius Caesar! Gods, what a name! And I'm growing tired of this little game, and I think that I want you dead! Cut off his head!
Caesar ultimately persuades his captors to spare his life for a ransom, and over the next few musical numbers, we see Caesar become a soldier, and then rise through the military with feats of bravery, culminating in a scene in Rome where he is made a co-consul of the city, thus beginning his political career.
Good people of Rome, it is my great privilege to honor the bravery of an exceptional soldier with this crown of oak leaves.
To announce the appointment of our new military tribune, to present to you your newly elected consul of Rome.
I give you Julius Caesar.
Afraid of his growing popularity, the Senate sends Caesar to Gaul to keep him out of the public eye. Before leaving, he says goodbye to his lover, Servilia, while his wife, Calpurnia, watches. Servilia is the mother of Brutus, whom Caesar has been like a father to. When Caesar has gone, Servilia sings to Brutus a cautionary tale.
All that glitters isn't gold, and you'll find it often is forgotten. As we yearn for something better, as we long for something brighter than the things we have right now, it's a story left untold. Losing self for foolish care. time is wasted and great dreams misplaced for just the look of things. Wonders that will shine and shimmer can bewitch your eyes and bear a heavy price and be a sad mirage. What looks beautiful may fool you, and you'll find may not be all it seems. As you see what can be bought, as you see what can be got, with lots of money and with power. It's a story left untold that what really matters most isn't what we have, but how we treat each other. All that glitters is in gold. The very best of everything is in our hearts. All that glitters isn't gold.
While in Gaul, Caesar is united with his cousin Mark Antony. It is there that they form their famous bond and eventually combine their military talents to claim a long-sought victory.
What can I say? I am who I am. I make no apologies for me being me. Stories all pale compared to what I've done for real. My reputation's bad enough, but the truth would even make you blush. I live well, my friend, I live well. I try to get the most that I can get of every day. Men like us can never tell whose knife may find a back, which friend may soon attack. So for my life, I'll always live it well. I live well, my friend, I live fast. I don't go sneaking round the corner, I am full attack. I know no compromise, I have no second place. What is diplomacy? For me it's in your face. My enemies all go to hell, 'cause I live well. I like a nasty fight, I like to drink good wine. I like the odds against me, like my women fine. I won't feel cheated when the gods do summon me and say that time is up for you, Mark Antony. 'Cause I live well, my friend, I live well. I try to get the most that I can get of every day. Men like us can never tell what day and be the last, which snake may be a gnat. I've just this life and I will live it well.
I like your style, Antony. I like your flair. I think I'd rather have you on my side than anywhere. A thought occurs to me. What if we should team? And I am looking out for you and you for me. No one can beat one of us. Together we'd be way too much for any man, or any army, or any country, or government, or government. I guarantee you, Antony, that you and I will always be as brothers, and like this, You will live well, my friend. You will live great. Anything that you desire, they'll serve up on a plate. There'll be no compromise. There'll be no second best. We'll own the world together. Rome can have what's left. Our enemies will go to hell, 'cause we live well. La 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 la, 'cause we live well.
With Caesar's victory in Gaul, the Senate in Rome, nervous of Caesar's fame, declare him a traitor for war crimes in an attempt to keep him from returning. Caesar is outraged and decides to return and challenge the Senate.
The Senate has decided I am now a villain, I their greatest general, second to none. The Senate has decided that I now am wrong, fighting for this country as I've done. Who are they to tell me, frightened little men, I have spilled the blood conquering this land? Let them have their words, let them play their games, they will soon discover we're not the same. The die is cast, the lines are drawn, I will be rewarded, they will have me gone. The die is cast, the gauntlet thrown, I won't be denied, I'm going home. They would take my army, make me just a man, they will steal my honor if they can. It is Roman law, soldiers may not go cross the city limits or it's war. Who are they to test me, frightened little men? They don't want a war, but a war they'll get. Let them have their words, let them play their games, they will soon discover we're not the same. The die is cast, we're marching on across that river, the Rubicon. The die is cast, it has come to pass, the chickens come home to roost and Caesar's mad. I will go to Rome, kick down that door, the die is cast, now we have a war.
Caesar's confrontation with the Senate leads to an epic battle at Pharsalus, where he will face his mentor and co-consul Pompey. Pompey quickly gains the upper hand and begins his celebration.
Good Cassius and Brutus, let us raise a glass. Caesar's force is crippled, and victory's in our grasp. My plan has worked exquisitely. His armies waste away. It won't be long before we three are planning a parade. Gentlemen, I propose a toast to me. It's a good day to be Pompey.
To be Pompey.
When you know that you've got Caesar on the run.
The run.
If you're Pompey.
If you're Pompey.
You are on your way.
On your way.
'Cause the battle's won and now you're having fun.
Having fun.
It's a good day.
It's a good day
to be Pompey.
To be Pompey.
And soon they will be sculpting you a bust.
A bust.
If you're Pompey.
If you're Pompey.
It's a holiday.
Holiday.
Yes, your nemesis will shortly just be dust.
Be dust.
And you know that you will go to Rome with a wreath upon your head. And Caesar will be bowing to you, or better, he'll be dead.
Be dead.
It's a party!
It's a party!
If you're Pompey!
If you're Pompey!
With all the Roman Empire at your feet! Julius's history goes down in defeat, and everything he had becomes my private property. Cause I'm Pompey.
Cause you're Pompey.
And it's a good,
it's a good day.
It's a good day to be Pompey, and that's me.
That's me. You are Pompey.
Yes, I am.
You'll have victory.
Oh, you can say that again.
And all the Senate soon will kiss your feet.
After I take my socks off. It's been a long way.
It's a long way
to this grand buffet.
Grand buffet.
But the Caesar salad's never been so sweet.
So sweet.
I will have games at Circus Maximus. My chariot will lead 'em with all the plebs and all the praetors filling up the Colosseum. If you're Pompey,
if you're Pompey,
it's your lucky,
it's your lucky day.
It's a good day to be Pompey, and that's moi.
That's me. That's him. That's you.
It's time for the old soft sandal boys. That's right, shuffle off to Rome. Caesar, I don't even know her. Everybody, help yourself to the buffet. All you can eat. It's a good day.
It's a good day.
Wait, it's a great day. It's a great day,
to be Pompey,
and you're this far from your crowning victory.
If you're Pompey,
it's a better day. It's a great day to be Pompey, and that's me.
That's me.
That's me.
That's me.
That's me.
That's
in case
him.
You forget, that's me.
That's you.
Back in Rome, Calpurnia, Caesar's wife, and his mistress Servilia learn of Caesar's situation in Pharsalus, and we hear their reactions alone but together.
You don't know. My love is more than you imagine him to be. It isn't something you will see, or something anyone can hear. And it doesn't really matter if the world knows that it's there, 'cause what's inside of him is great beyond compare, and his heart will never let him down. Couldn't possibly know him the way I do. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't mean a thing at all. 'Cause there's no one that can stop him from his purpose. 'Cause he is stronger than the best a man could ever be. And I know that he'll be coming home. Something you will see, or something anyone can hear. And there's no one who can stop him from his purpose, 'cause he is stronger than the best a man could be. And I know that he'll be coming home to me.
At the battlefield, Caesar rallies his troops for a stunning victory over Pompey.
There comes a time when a man has to fight, as the world has him trapped in a corner. A time when there's no more to lose, and you die if you can't go forward. For all of us, that time is today. There's no more to plan and no more to say. The moment is now, and the hour is thus appointed. And we know that for each one of us, there is four men who stand in our path. Four men who are fed and safe in their beds, secure with their bellies fat. But what I have learned, and what you must know, when the battle cry sounds and the trumpets blow, the advantage we own is the lack of what's inside. A victory belongs to the hungry. Hunger will win the day. Nothing can beat the hungry. Nothing can stand in their way. Nothing can stand in their way.
Victory belongs to the hungry. Hunger will win the day. Nothing can stop the hungry. Nothing can stand in their way. Nothing can stand in their way.
The men who are out there waiting for us, you know, must be fools to be sure. They have no idea the force we will bring as we battle like hell for our cure.
Victory belongs to the hungry. Hunger will win the day. Nothing can stop the hungry. Nothing can stand in their way. Nothing can stand in their way.
Don't fight for your country. Don't fight for your wives. Fight for your food and the need to survive.
Caesar returns to Rome triumphant and makes himself dictator. The people love him. The Senate, not so much.
Caesar soon fall. Brutus and friends are forced to surrender, and Caesar then pardons them all. A new order in Rome has risen with Caesar alone at the top. The empire is his and growing with no telling where he will stop.
put this nasty war behind us. Your defeat, don't think of as loss, but opportunity. I'm your friend and bear you no grudge, and hope you have none in return. In Caesar's Rome, there is room for all, much more than there used to be. Your jobs as senators haven't changed a bit. You'll serve the people as you did, but now with help from me.
Eager for more conquests, Caesar departs for Egypt, where he meets Cleopatra, and a romantic relationship begins.
Can you tell me why it is that when I look into your eyes, you seem to know just what I'm thinking? So much so, I do believe that
I understand you.
Yes.
Because it is that when I watch you do the things you do, it seems that I am you and you are me. So much so, it's got to be that
I understand you.
There is something that I can't explain. The cut of you and me is just the same. It's as if we are two instruments that play in perfect harmony. How can it be that someone comprehends just what it's like to live as me? The weight of the whole nation rests upon my shoulders daily. Yet, I understand you.
It's so impossible and beautiful and powerful to meet someone who's so like me. No explanations necessary.
I understand you. We are dangerous. There's never been two others quite like us. And it's certain that there never, ever will be. So tell me, Cleopatra.
Tell me, Caesar.
If we're so alike
and similar,
just where it is you think this conversation's really going? I understand.
In Rome, Brutus, who himself is now a senator, is visited in his home by Cassius and other opposition senators. They urge him to side with them against Caesar.
Brutus, we must do something with Caesar. Brutus, we must take action today. Each one of us is nothing with Caesar. Brutus, we must make Caesar now go away. Away. Brutus, we must deal swiftly with Caesar. Brutus, we must before it's too late. Each one of us has problems with Caesar. Brutus, don't fuss, it's just what must be his fate. His fate. He takes our lands and he takes our money. The Senate's a sham, he's taken our power, spreading our wealth among common people, without a doubt, it's our darkest hour. Brutus, we must do something with Caesar. Brutus, we must take action today. Each one of us is nothing with Caesar. Brutus, we must make Caesar now go away. Away. And have you heard the latest from Egypt? He's made a baby with that Cleopatra. Can you imagine what will be coming when he makes his heir and an Egyptian bastard? Brutus, we must do something with Caesar. Brutus, we must take action today. Each one of us is nothing with Caesar. Brutus, we must make Caesar now go away. Away. Brutus, we must make Caesar now go away.
Conflicted Brutus confronts his feelings about Caesar as he decides what he should do.
La 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 la. Oh, oh, oh. It's true that I was always on his side. It's true that he was who I did admire. Everything he said and everything he did, I believed in him like when I was a kid. But now my new conclusion is he was all illusion. The things that he said he'd do turns out could never be true. And he's left nothing here for anyone. And we'd be better off with anyone but him. Ooh. It's true that he was who inspired me. It's true that he was who I wanted to be. More than powerful and better than the rest. But now I see the price he paid to be the best. And now what I want to be is less like him and more me. I'd rather just be good than rule the world like he would. 'Cause he's left nothing here for anyone. And we'd be better off with anyone but him. I will now claim what he has taken. It didn't have to be, but he made this. He made this. He made this. Left nothing here for anyone. There is nothing left for anyone. Can we be better off with anyone but him? Anyone but him. Anyone but him.
Caesar returns to Rome with Cleopatra. Mark Antony warns Caesar about the Senate and pledges his support.
The only man you can count on is a soldier. He's the only kind of man worth a damn. The only man who has honor is a soldier. Only he can you trust with your life in his hands. He will never forsake you, whether wrong or right. He's not a friend, he's your brother, standing side by side to win the fight. The only man who has honor is a soldier. He's the only kind of man I can stand. The only man who has purpose is a soldier. For his country he risks all that he has. He will never forsake you, whether wrong or right. He's not a friend, he's your brother, standing side by side to win the fight. The only man you can count on is a soldier. He's the only kind of man I can stand.
Decimus, a soldier and longtime friend of Caesar's, whom we've seen in several previous scenes, plots with Brutus and Cassius to create a plan to assassinate Caesar.
Can you do this, Decimus? You've always been his friend.
I like the plan we've got. It is the perfect plot. We have the place, the spot, and the men to pull it off. And you wanna bet that he won't suspect what he's gonna get when the sun comes rising. If you call the tune, you're gonna pay the piper. If you call the tune, you're gonna pay the piper somehow.
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 You know what you must do. You make sure he's late. You see him at his home, and you make him wait. We know who's on our side. The rest will run and hide. There'll be a crimson tide when the knives come out. If you call the tune, you need to pay the piper. If you call the tune, you're gonna pay the piper somehow.
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 And Antony, I'll make certain he is far away from the fight that will be. He'll go roundabout. We will lock him out. He will scream and shout. We won't let him in. If you call the tune, you need to pay the piper. If you call the tune, you're gonna pay the piper somehow.
At Caesar's home, Calpurnia, Caesar's wife, warns him of a dream she has had about his death. Decimus arrives to escort him to the Senate. Troubled by Calpurnia's dream, on the way, Caesar stops to see the soothsayer. It is Spurinna, our narrator.
Tell me, men, tell me quick. Is there a message here? Somewhere, somehow, something I ought to know.
All that I see, all that I hear, all that I'm told to impart, beware the Ides of March.
This is nonsense, such a fraud you are. This is the 15th, the Ides of March. Your words have no use to me.
Caesar, upon entering the Senate, is overwhelmed by Brutus and the other senators, brandishing knives and stabbing him as he dies on the Senate floor. Brutus, standing over him, reflects on what he has done.
I am the author of infamy. I am the death of a king. I'll be the famous assassin, the one who is blamed for this thing. But what I've done is right, and what is right is not. And this day may never be forgotten. So now decided he should die to save us all.
And that concludes our story. We hope you've enjoyed our abridged version of Caesar the Musical by Mike Patrone. In tonight's cast were William Clarence Marshall, Dan Foligno, Steph Gaber, Mark Moritz, Betsy Werbel, Stephen Fowler, Ian Atwood, Allison Van Halle, Greg Violand, Michael Jeans, Connor O'Brien, Solana Patrone, Tiffany Moraniak, Keith Farris, Deborah Rose, and Rachel Owen. Caesar was recorded at the Real Thing Recording Studios in Cleveland, Ohio. It was mixed and engineered by Pete Tokar. Caesar the Musical was produced for Audio Stages by Mark Moritz. Please tune in next week for Audio Stages. This is Hal Linden saying good night.